Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the week, sanctioned by Steel City Collectibles. And now, this is the moment sports card fans listening around the world have been waiting for. It's time! Bringing collectors everywhere up to date industry news, giving the inside scoop on product releases, it's the Steel City Scoop!
Good morning, everybody. This is the Steel City Scoop, and this is episode number 9. Today is August 31st, 2018, and not going to lie, I'm pretty excited about today's episode. I'm going to be joined shortly by Tim Virgilio, founder of Signatures for Soldiers, a pretty amazing charity, deals a lot with sports memorabilia, cards, autographs. I mean, pretty easy to figure out from the name, Signatures for Soldiers. Actually met Tim at the National and have talked to him ever since about a couple of things here and there, and we have finally nailed down an opportunity to talk and have him on the podcast. So I'm excited about that. But before he joins me, just going to kind of run down everything for everybody as far as our social media goes and how to follow us. As I do on every show, we'll just kind of run through this real quick. If you guys aren't aware, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at SCC Trading Cards. Facebook is Steel City Collectibles. We do have the blog at Steel City Scoop, same as the podcast. For the blog, you can actually subscribe and you'll get email updates of everything that we post. Every article that we post will come to your email inbox. So no work for you. You'll get all kinds of sports, hobby news, usually a couple posts a day. Nothing too overdramatic, but we do like to keep everybody updated as whenever we get information as far as upcoming releases or just any kind of things that are going on, like with the National, we posted the wrapper redemption programs that all the manufacturers had and that sort of thing. So definitely an informative website or a blog for you to follow. Steel City Scoop, and also encourage you to follow the podcast and subscribe. On most podcast apps, everything that I've seen, I haven't found a place where it hasn't uploaded to yet. So any of your podcast apps that you're listening to, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podbean, Overcast, Downcast, I believe it's all on those. SoundCloud is there. It's a little out of date. It's a couple episodes behind still. And I keep saying I'm going to do it, and I put it to the side, and I procrastinate on that one. But I will get that one updated as well. So SoundCloud is there. And then our newest one is Anchor. We are on Anchor as well. And that's a pretty cool podcast app for somebody that's ever thought about podcasting themselves. Very easy to use on your cell phone or mobile device. So check that one out as well. And then one thing I wanted to talk about is the TuneIn app. Excuse me, I kind of got distracted there for a second. Is the TuneIn app, if you actually use an Amazon Alexa device, you can actually find the podcast on those devices. All you have to say is, Alexa, play the Steel City Scoop podcast, and it'll play the most recent episode. Like I've said before, I've done it myself, and it's very easy to do. One thing I haven't tested is to see if any of the back episodes are available if you just say, hey, play episode 6 or 7 or whatever. So I haven't tested that one out. If anybody has, let me know, see how that one works. But I do know for a fact that it'll say or play, if you say play the Steel City Scoop podcast, it will play the most recent episode. All right. Got all that out of the way. That is definitely a lot to talk about. One thing I wanted to bring up is I posted an article the other day about Christian Yelich. And he did hit for the cycle the other night. I'm actually going to play a clip for you from MLB, I believe, about this occurrence. So let me play that for you. Give it a listen just for a minute or so here.
A wild one Wednesday night in Cincinnati between the Brewers and Reds. Milwaukee trailing 10-9 in the 7th with a man on. Christian Yelich comes to the plate. needing just a triple to hit for the cycle as he faces David Hernandez.
Drives one right center field. That's going to get down. We are tied at 10 as Yelich is on his way to second. Makes the turn. On his way to third. It'll be a triple for Yelich. The cycle for Christian Yelich. A five-hit game.
Amazing, huh?
This guy, what more can he do? Two on, two outs. And a line shot, left field, down for a hit. Yelich comes up throwing. Throw to the plate is caught. The tag, he is out! What a play by Yelich. Having the game of his life here in Cincinnati.
Here's the pitch to Moustakas. Fly ball, deep right. Brewers take the lead on Moustakas' laser home run. It's 11-10. A four-hit night for Moustakas. And his fifth home run as a member of the Brewers puts him in front 11-10.
Aguilar into center field. That is way back there. Williams on the run. He's at the wall. This one is gone! Jesus Aguilar has given the Brewers the lead. Number 30 for Zeus.
All right, so that was a clip from the game the other night where the Brewers defeated Cincinnati Reds. And Christian Yelich actually hit for the cycle. It's the second time this year that somebody has hit for the cycle. So that's definitely a rare occurrence, although it's not as rare as, say, a perfect game or a no-hitter. Definitely a rare occurrence. And another interesting note that I actually saw on MLB and posted in my article was that not only did he hit for the cycle, but he had six hits in doing so. And that's only the second time since 2009 that somebody has hit for the cycle and had six hits. Last person to do it was actually Ian Kinsler. So not 2009, roughly 9 years ago, you know, that's a feat. That's definitely a lot more rare or a lot more scarce than a perfect game or a no hitter. Now I saw one comment of, I think it might've been on Facebook. Saw one comment on Facebook underneath the article where somebody had said, well, hitting Reds pitching isn't that difficult to do. And I don't want to say that I was bothered, but it's always one of those comments where it's easy to, you know, not be in the major leagues and say, well, this player is better than that player, or so-and-so is not a great pitcher. Anybody could hit him. And it's, you know, it's that thing that people forget. You know, these people were in the major leagues for a reason. We're not in the major leagues for a reason. There's definitely a difference between Reds pitching and maybe Yankees pitching, or definitely Astros pitching. And I get that there are different degrees of quality, even just within the Major League Baseball teams. But at the same time, I'm not going to go out and hit Reds pitching and get six hits and hit for the cycle. And I saw the comment, and not that I was disappointed or anything. It was just one of those things where it stopped and made me think, you know, do the fans realize what, for one, how difficult the cycle is to get as a hit for a hitter, excuse me, and how difficult it is just to get six hits in the game, let alone get six at-bats most of the time. So that feat was definitely something to take note of. And I also mentioned in an article how I felt that Yelich was kind of an undervalued player. The title of the article was Undervalued in the Hobby, Christian Yelich Continues to Do What He Does Best, Hit. You know, and for somebody like me, I'm a diehard baseball fan. I pay attention to rookies. I'm not one of these super crazy, and not in a negative tone, but just I'm not one of these super Bowman prospectors going after color and refractors and all that. But I did want to bring up that, you know, Christian Yelich, I felt, kind of got overshadowed for the Marlins with Stanton being there. And also now that he's out of that system and on the Brewers team, he can definitely be the star. And he looks like he's going to hit 30 home runs and get 100 RBIs. Now, for anybody, that's great. But for somebody that's, you know, roughly 25 years old, this is really coming into his own. He's gotten better every year. 20 home runs a year, about 100 RBIs, and now he's, you know, reaching a peak, you know, maybe not even a peak, but he's going up, and he's getting 30 home runs and 100 RBIs for the Brewers. It's somebody to take note of, and for the hobby, or from a hobby standpoint, he's definitely still cheap and definitely still worth investing in, I guess, if you want to use that terminology. Just to give you a comparison, his, not maybe rookie, you know, that's that loose term that we want to use, but his probably most desirable early card is a 2010 Bowman Chrome refractor autograph. It's limited to 500 copies, but shows him in a Marlins uniform. That's really his first card, his first autograph, and it's a refractor out of 500. Two other players that are in that set that are very noteworthy are Nolan Arenado and Manny Machado. Now, just to give you a little explanation of where I'm going here, the price differences don't really match up with the stat differences. Now, while Arenado is pushing 40 home runs a year and maybe 130 RBIs, Machado is doing 35 home runs, about 90 RBIs. Yelich is reaching that 3,100 plateau. But if you go look at completed auctions for a raw card for each of these three individuals from that 2010 Bowman Chrome autograph refractor set, Yelich sells for roughly $75. But to go to Arenado, he's going to sell for $370. You know, it's a $300 increase. And then Manny Machado, he's roughly $440, so almost another $100 increase, $75 or so. There is definitely room for somebody to invest in Christian Yelich now and maybe hold on to it and not necessarily have a card in the class of Arenado or Machado, but I could definitely see where Yelich's card is going to go from 75 to the 150, 200, 225 mark within a couple of years if his numbers keep going up like that. So definitely wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. I always thought that he was undervalued. The cycle kind of brought it to my attention a little bit more, made me look into it from the hobby standpoint. Wanted to throw that out to everybody. It'll be interesting to see if anybody kind of picks up on this or if anybody takes my advice. So we'll see. Maybe we'll revisit that in a year or so and see where his numbers are. But during my little rant of Yelich, I did see that Tim from Signatures Four Soldiers joined us, so let me go ahead and grab him real quick. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Jason. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's nice to hear from you finally. We talked at the National a little bit, and this has kind of been on my list of to-dos coming out of that show, but as you can probably attest, you know, there's a lot going on and a lot of recuperation time, you know, once you get home from the National.
Absolutely. I think I slept for about 3 weeks. So, it was fun, but it was exhausting. So, it took me a while to kind of catch my breath.
So, I may have butchered your last name, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to do that. So, can you say your last name for me? Tim?
Virgilio, and actually you said
okay.
It perfectly.
Okay. So, I know a lot of people, and I was even aware of it before we talked. You know, I'm friends with somebody you may be aware of, Beans Ballcard Blog. You know, we kind of did that blog together for a while, and I know that he was always a big advocate for you. So that kind of made me aware of Signatures for Soldiers, at least for a couple years. I knew what you were doing and what was going on, but, you know, like I said, first talking to you at the National, I kind of got a more detailed explanation and even learned some things that I wasn't aware of. So kind of want to just do that for everybody else that may be listening, is just to kind of let you tell the whole story. Tell us what you do. You know, I saw your total of what you've raised so far, so we'll go over all of that. And then I'm just going to let you pretty much start from the beginning. Tell us how it started and when, where the idea came from, and then we'll just snowball from there.
Okay. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I have been involved with a charity called Military Missions in Action. That's a charity that I'm raising money for. And they are based out of North Carolina. And when my wife and I were living in North Carolina, we got involved with them almost 11 years ago now. And at that time, the gentleman that started Military Missions in Action. It was just an idea. He kind of approached me and said, this is what I want to do. What do you think? So my wife and I have been involved with them literally from the very beginning. And in 10 years, we've seen them support disabled military veterans of all eras with home repairs and home remodels to allow for continued independent living in their homes. They support homeless veterans by providing hygiene items and clothing items, as well as when homeless veterans get housed in apartments. A lot of these guys, men and women, show up with just clothes on their back and whatever bags they're carrying. So what Military Missions in Action also does is they provide them with everything they need to outfit the apartment to make it a true home. I mean, and when I say everything, I'm talking furniture, bed linens, gift cards for food, flatware, plates, cookware, everything. So it really makes it a home for them. And then the other thing that they do is they also support deployed military by sending care packages overseas to deployed military. And they are averaging about 8,500 care packages a year that they send out. So in 10 years, we've seen them do over $10 million worth of services through those programs. And my job took me from North Carolina to Georgia, and during that time, I wanted to continue to support them because my wife and I had done projects with them. We've been fundraisers for them, sat on the board of directors. We're now on their advisory board. So I just kind of came up with an idea to use my hobby of collecting sports autographs to raise some money for them, and my initial goal was to raise about $500, because I knew, I wasn't going to get the Mike Trout autographs or the Michael Jordan autographs to bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars,
Right.
So my goal was, I'll take some of the cards that I've collected for 30 plus years and start to get those signed and, sell them literally for, $2, $3, $5 type thing. And, that's how it started, and that was back in November of 2014. And since that time, it's just really grown, and the support that I've gotten has been absolutely incredible. The thing that I really like to point out and really like to be transparent about for me is that whatever money I raise, I don't keep a single penny. So all the shipping costs and everything like that, I personally pay for. So that stuff is doesn't come out of the money that's raised for Military Missions in Action. And then in turn, for every dollar Military Missions in Action takes in, 97 cents of every dollar goes directly to one of those programs that I described earlier. So, so the money's really going quite far when you really think about it. So it's been a pretty incredible ride. I don't know where else you want me to go with that.
No, that's fine. I actually kind of wanted to chime in on something, because that was something it's something that stuck with me in our national conversation. Was a lot of the charities, and I've even done, silent memorabilia auctions and things in the past and had signers at shows and, the whole deal. But a lot of people, when they do charities or they do fundraisers, you see proceeds go to. And I've heard it myself. A lot of people say, well, how much, what's the percentage, And that really stuck out to me when you said, nope, 100%. There's no question about it. 100%. When I go to a show, that's my money. And I have to commend you for that, because that's a huge, I don't want to say risk, but because it's not necessarily a business, but that's, that's a lot of financial loss on your part that you're putting out and time to go along with the money. So I want to definitely commend you for that. And I thought that was a huge thing that you should always point out to everybody is, hey, it's 100% going where you think it's going.
Right, Right. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people kind of look at me funny, like, really, you really do that? You know, the reality is I don't do this to make money for me. I have a full-time job that pays my bills and allows me to live very comfortably. And I'm blessed to have that opportunity. And yeah, you know, I could easily just write a check, you know, once a year and give it to Military Missions in Action and be done with it. But the way that I look at it is, for every dollar that I spend on postage and things like that, I'm able to multiply that for Military Missions in Action. So really, kind of, you know, there's this multiplier effect, you know, that, okay, I spend 10 bucks in postage this week, but I'm bringing in, you know, $100, $200. So I'm multiplying my dollar that I would have given to them, you know, tenfold, twentyfold. So, you know, in the end, ultimately, Military Missions in Action makes out anyway. So to me, it's a win all around for everybody.
So I think one of the big questions that I have is, it's kind of a two-parter, and it's, you know, let's start with the athlete part of it. You know, sure. I saw recently that you had a bunch of Jim Abbott cards signed on your, I think it was on the Twitter feed, you know, and you were asking a set price for each one, and it was kind of take your pick, whichever one you want. It's this price. There was no 10 for this one, 8 for this one, you know, it was just a set fee. So kind of explain maybe the pricing, how you do it, and then how do you get 20 cards from Jim Abbott signed, or 30 cards, or, you know, how does that process work for you?
Sure. So, you know, as far as the pricing goes, you know, I try to set a fair market value on it.
Which I want to say they are very fair. I think your prices are amazing on a lot of your items. So I did want to chime in with that.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, because, you know, again, for me, what I'm doing is kind of twofold. One is, yeah, raising money for Military Missions in Action. That's first and foremost. But as a collector, as an enthusiast of the hobby, one of the things I really enjoy is getting kind of maybe some of these harder to get autographs and helping a collector fill a need or a want in their collection of, hey, you know, I grew up and I was a huge Jim Abbott fan because of this or because of that, or, you know, I'm trying to build this set with all autographed cards, or I'm trying to, you know, collect this particular team or whatever. So it's always fun for me to be able to help collectors fill that need. So because of that, you know, I'm not going to go, oh, okay, yeah, I've got a 1989 Topps Jim Abbott card that's been produced how many millions of times, you know, that the card itself doesn't have any real value, but once you put the autograph on it, it does. You know, I'm not going to ask, you know, $400 for that card. I mean, obviously, if somebody wants to make that type of a donation, I'm not going to say no. But, you know, on the flip side, I'm also not going to try to overcharge, because my philosophy is if it's sitting on my shelf collecting dust, it's not doing anything to help support Military Missions in Action. You know, they can't pay a contractor to, you know, fix the plumbing in a house for a disabled veteran with a Jim Abbott card, but they can pay them with the money that card raises. So that's really kind of how I do it. I try to be fair with the pricing. You know, over time, there have been people that have said, hey, I'll buy, you know, this bulk of cards, and then, you know, we'll work out a pricing, you know, that, okay,
which makes sense.
You know, because obviously, you know, I want to be fair all around. So that's really how I go about the pricing. I just try to look at what the market's bearing and then try to be fair. You know, I know as a collector myself, you know, there's certain players or certain cards that I'd like to get into my collection, but they might be outside my comfort zone as far as paying for it, you know? So I try to keep that in mind as well, that, okay, if I were buying, you know, what would be a price point I would be comfortable with. So, so that's really kind of how I go about doing the pricing on it. And then you were asking about the athletes. So, how do I get a guy to sign 20, 30, 40 plus cards for me.
It can be quite a process.
When I started this, guys were really skeptical, which I totally get, totally understand. I mean, you know, when we stop and we think about it, you know, these guys have their day-to-day lives and stuff going on that they need to, that they have going on. You know, there's a lot that's asked of them because of their status as an athlete, those types of things. You know, they get asked for autographs all the time, you know, and I'm sure there have been horror stories about guys that have been told, hey, this is where the money's going to go, and they've gotten burned some way, shape, or form. So, you know, so I've always tried to be very transparent with it. And, you know, usually when I get a guy to agree to sign for me, I always ask, is there a limit on the number of cards or items that I can send you? Some guys will, especially to start off with, they'll say, yes, only send this number of items. So I respect that. I do that. I see how the items sell. And then I always circle back around with them and say, hey, just to let you know what you signed for me, this is how much money it's raised. So I try to keep really good details on, you know, this player signed these items. This is how much it's raised to date. And, you know, the guys appreciate that. So, you know, and then if it's something that sells pretty well or there's a demand for certain cards, you know, I'll go back and I'll ask them and I'll explain to them, hey, look, this card, this item sold really well. I have more collectors asking for it. Would it be okay to send additional items? And, you know, after a while, the guys get really comfortable with it, know that I'm legitimate. You know, especially in the sports world, it's kind of a close-knit community. So they talk to one another, and I've had some guys say, hey, I talked to so-and-so, and he's vouching for you, so, you know, I'll join your efforts. So that's really where a lot of that comes from. But, yeah, I really try not to be greedy about it or take advantage of their generosity. So, you know, I'm not sending out 100 cards every week to the same guy.
Right, but I can also see where you, and you kind of mentioned it yourself, that when you circle back and say, hey, your 20 cards raised $200 or whatever numbers you want to use,
right,
that they're like, oh, you know, this person is really doing it. I mean, granted, anybody could do it and maybe fake numbers, but at the same time, how many people are asking for things, get things, and then never respond even with a thank you? So I can see where you circling back and saying, hey, thank you for what you did. We did this with it. This is where it's going, you know, and hey, yep, we'll work together in the future. I can see where that would stick out, because even just in a business job world, you know, that helps, that goes a long way. So I've seen, you know, the Jim Abbott. Go ahead.
No, and I was just going to say, yeah, you know, and then I will just do random periodic updates with these guys just to say, hey, just to inform you, you know, this is where we're at with our grand total of what we've raised since we've started this. And, you know, obviously they're a big part of it, so I thank them for that. And, you know, a lot of the guys really like to kind of get those updates. Obviously I'm not updating them every single day. Hey, raised $10 today.
Right.
Thanks. You know?
Right. Absolutely.
But,
yeah.
You know, every couple months, you know, when I do an update or hit a milestone, you know, I'll send them a note and say, hey, you know, just thought you might like to know this is where we're at. And, you know, I appreciate the support. And, you know, like I said, a lot of the guys really, really like to kind of hear those updates.
So I think, you know, we covered the athletes and how they help and, you know, what they do for you. But, you know, for the collectors out there that might be listening, how can we help you towards your cause?
Oh, I always get asked this question, and sometimes it depends on the day where the help is needed. But obviously, you know, if you're a collector and, you know, you buy something from me, again, 100% goes directly to Military Missions in Action. And I should highlight that when people do pay, I usually will only accept a check or money order made out to Military Missions in Action, or a PayPal credit card payment directly to Military Missions in Action. you know, in this way, it keeps it nice and clean. There isn't any thought about, okay, well, Tim's skimming some money off the top, that type of thing. So,
right, that's
so
going to help your validity as well.
Yeah. So all the payments go directly to them. So obviously, you know, first and foremost is, you know, buy stuff from me.
Absolutely.
Donate the money. Second thing is, you know, collectors will get extra autographs of whatever, cards, balls, whatever, and they'll donate those to me to help me raise additional money. So that's another way to do it. I'm always looking for unsigned cards because I just never know who the next athlete is that's going to sign for me. So I try to keep an inventory. Obviously, I'm not looking for cards of Mike Trout or Manny Machado or, you know, because right now, you know, I don't have them on board, you know, unless there's some miracle. I don't foresee it happening. But, you know, but you know, I've gotten some players that I never thought that I would get helping out the cause. So it's good to just kind of have that collection of unsigned cards. And I know there's a lot of guys that just have face cards that are sitting around that they're not doing anything with and trying to figure out what to do with. So, you know, I accept those. I need to update my list of guys that are signing for me. So I'm always looking for those cards of those guys that I can share with collectors. And then really, you know, otherwise, you know, to help me offset some of my costs, you know, there's always other items that can be donated. Things like blue Sharpies, believe it or not, blue painter's tape. I go through rolls and rolls of blue painter's tape, packaging, clear packaging tape, envelopes. Trying to think what else. I'm sure there's a bunch of other things, but you know, those types of things as well.
That's kind of what I wanted you to say. Because in reading the brochure that I have for you, I saw, you know, stamps, envelopes, other items to assist with obtaining autographs. And it's kind of one of those things where people just automatically think, well, I should either buy something or donate an autograph. And it's no, like, I'm sure he would love to have, you know, a book of stamps. That's $10 that you don't have to pay for, you know, whatever you're doing. So I feel like I'm glad you mentioned this, because that's kind of what I wanted to hit on, was the small things add up. And from somebody that has the experience of doing a charity event, those markers, pens, envelopes, those things add up really quick.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's, when people kind of talk about what I'm doing, they're like, oh my God, it's so amazing. But I don't think what people understand is that it is those little things that add up very quickly. You know, the one item here, the two items there, and all of a sudden, you know, I've got thousands of items to sell. you know, this past weekend, my wife and I went out and bought more storage units, so to speak, for me to kind of store all this stuff in, because it's outgrown the space that I had designated to kind of keep it all contained and organized. So, yeah, it is. You know, I think sometimes people think, oh, well, I'm just an everyday citizen and I can't do anything to make a difference. You know, a lot of times it's not about donating a $100,000 check. Sometimes it is just taking that $1 or $2 and donating that. You know, the example I give all the time is, you know, how many people on their day-to-day ride into work stop at the, you know, national coffee chain and spend $5 to $10 on the coffee, don't ever think about it, and they do that 5 days a week. You know, what if one day they decided, okay, I'm going to make coffee at home and I'm going to take the $5 or $10 that I would have spent and give it to a charity of my choice? Yeah, you have five people do that. All of a sudden, that's $50. You know. So it adds up very quickly.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny that you said the cup of coffee a day, because that's one of the things that, you know, insurance commercials use a lot is, you know, get a policy for 30 cents a day or a dollar a day. And, you know, it's one of those things where once you think about it and it sticks in your head, you're like, man, that does add up pretty quickly. And, you know, I'm really glad that you brought that up. And even the tape, you know, that was kind of one of the things I wasn't thinking about. And the Sharpies as well. Now, I wanted to ask you, just this may be a personal preference, but why did you say blue Sharpie?
It's, you know, a lot, just having been collecting for 30 plus years, my preference when I get stuff signed, cards, photos, is to do a blue Sharpie, unless it's a dark background, then, you know,
right.
Obviously I'm going to use like silver paint pen or silver Sharpie or something like that. But, you know, a lot of collectors, in my experience, prefer the blue Sharpie over a black Sharpie, you know, for their collection. So, you know, I can have the same exact card, one signed in blue, one signed in black. The one in blue is going to sell very quickly. The black one I'm going to hold on to for a while. You know,
okay.
It's just, yeah.
Hey, that's a good
those,
explanation.
It's just one of those nuances of the hobby. You know, it's, you know, some collectors don't care. They just want the autograph of that particular player or on that particular item or what have you. But, you know, right now I'm in the process of kind of organizing a private signing to raise some additional money. And, you know, I've yet to have one collector that says, please make sure this is signed in black Sharpie.
Okay.
You know, all of them have said, you know, make sure it's signed in blue. So.
Perfectly makes sense. So I got a couple other things, and I didn't think it would go this long, and I'm trying not to keep you from your day job, but wanted to ask you a couple things maybe
fine.
Real quick.
I've got all the time.
Okay. So one thing is a personal thing for you that maybe we'll save for last, but it's probably the most exciting for me. So we'll save that one for last. Go ahead and tell us what your grand total is. I know you announced it on Facebook, but for maybe the ones that haven't seen, what's the grand total that you've raised so far?
So what I posted, what was that, 2 days ago on social media? Was,
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 2 days ago. Is I've been since November of 2014 when I started this again. My original goal was $500. Been able to raise $32,675. So I think I've accomplished that $500 goal at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially going back to what we said, you know, that's $32,000 plus, and it's 100%, you know, and that's the great thing about what you're doing. So,
yep.
I did see that you do have some shirts and hats for sale. You know, again, I'm assuming that's coming out of your pocket, and then everything's going to the military missions in action as well. I saw hats were 25 and t-shirts were 20, correct?
Correct. Yep. That's what I'm asking for at this point. You know, some folks have decided to donate some more money beyond that, and that's great and wonderful. Of course, you know, if somebody's willing to do that, I never say no. So.
Okay. And then I still have the one thing I want to ask you. And then wanted to mention, we are actually going to donate two things to you. So after we get off this podcast today, I'm going to have to get an address for you, but we're actually going to donate a Calvin Ridley, Alabama jersey that's signed, and a Saquon Barkley signed 8x10. Both are JSA certified. So as soon as we get done talking today, I'll get your address from you, and then we're going to send those to you, and then you can do what you need to do with those two items as well. So
thank you, everybody that's listening, absolutely. That's really generous. I can't express my gratitude enough about that. You know, every time I have somebody that do that, even 4 years later, it's still very humbling that people will do that and help support what I'm doing.
So not to necessarily move on, but this is what I've been waiting to ask you, because as a kid collector from 89, 90, tell me about your Greg Jeffries experience from the National.
Oh, man. All right. It's still pretty surreal for me all these weeks later. So just to kind of give some background. So there were some folks who are pretty involved with the National that invited me to attend in Chicago last year. Unfortunately, I had some stuff going on personally that I couldn't couldn't make it, so they invited me again this year to attend, and they said, basically, you get up here, we'll give you the booth space to set up and do what you want to do as far as getting the word out and selling stuff. So I was able to go up there. It was a really great and exciting time. You know, the first time I had been there as a collector, let alone an exhibitor. So, you know, the whole experience was overwhelming and exciting and all of that. So it was great. But for folks that don't know, there's these VIP tickets that you can purchase, and it basically covers all the days to get in admission-wise, plus you get one autograph ticket for certain people that are going to be there.
Right.
And one of those people was Greg Jeffries. So through the pipeline, I heard that there were a lot of people that didn't necessarily use all the VIP tickets. So we were kind of promoting, saying, hey, if you're not going to use your VIP tickets, donate them to Signatures for Soldiers. What we'll do is we'll get items signed, and then we'll turn around, we'll sell those items, and 100% goes to Military Missions in Action. Well, the support with that was absolutely outstanding. I got so many of those tickets that I actually ran out of items to get signed. But so as a kid growing up, I grew up in Connecticut, grew up a huge Mets fan, and at the time, you know, Greg Jeffries was, you know, the rising star. So, you know, the teenager in me, you know, that was my guy. And probably about 2 years or so ago, I got connected with Greg Jeffries. He's been signing stuff for me, you know, over the last 2 years, helping me raise money and all of that. I saw he was going to be there, and I said, hey, hopefully I can meet you there. And so I had some autograph tickets, got in line, and, you know, waited to meet him. And he was signing stuff and kind of had his head down, really, you know, not that he wasn't making eye contact, but when
yeah,
I
know what you mean, yeah.
he was signing stuff and had his head down, so he didn't necessarily see me. So I have a Signatures for Soldiers banner, so I just unrolled it, didn't say anything to him, and I just slid it right in front of him, and he looked down at it and looked up. His eyes got really wide, and he was like, oh man, he's like I was hoping I'd see you, and you know, just a really genuine reaction to seeing me and meeting me. And it was just really touching, because when I went to reach out and shake his hand to thank him, he stood up and he said, no, he said, come here, give me a hug. Give me this big, you know, big man hug, you know? It was just a very genuine moment of excitement on his behalf. That it was just, for me as a person, as a collector, as a fan, to be able to do this and to find out that these guys that we watch on TV, from the stands, we root for, we cheer against, whatever your position is, to find out that they've made the pinnacle of their profession, and they're even better human beings than they are players. It is just something that's outstanding. And you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I don't collect as much as I used to. Now my collection is collecting relationships and collecting people. And you know, as a fan, I mean, that's something that I will never forget. You know, it's just very genuine. And for a while I've been kind of deciding, you know, I wanted to get into doing just collecting a player, but I wasn't quite sure who. Well, that experience sealed it. So now I'm starting to build my Greg Jeffries personal collection.
Is awesome to me, you know, so.
Yeah. Cause it just kind of has some added personal value to it. So, but yeah, it was just very genuine. And you know, he was like, hey, make sure he's like, you know, let me know how to get a hat and a shirt, and you know, I'll pay you for them. And I was like, you're not paying for them. I'm like, here's a hat, here's a shirt, and, you know. So it was just really cool. So kind of to know that, you know, today, you know, Greg Jeffries is probably walking around somewhere wearing a Signatures for Soldiers hat or shirt is actually a pretty cool thing for me.
Yeah, I loved seeing it. And you know, excuse me, like I said, being a 10-year-old person and 92, and, you know, that was my prime collecting days. And Greg Jeffries, you know, he was the man for a while. And seeing that and talking to you and just knowing the connection and how just genuine you were about what you're doing, that was a pretty cool moment. Even for me as an outsider, just the importance of Greg Jeffries and his time, it was very cool. And just for me, even personally being a huge Mets fan, that was amazing for me as well. So, you know, I love that story. And actually, I didn't realize that you got the stuff in the line. I thought maybe he was at the table. So some of the pictures I kind of was a little confused on. I'm glad I got the whole story out of it.
Yeah. Actually, he wanted to come swing by the table, but, you know, he unfortunately was just caught up with signing stuff,
right,
and had to leave at a certain time to catch a flight back home. And totally understand, totally get it. You know, I mean, he's done so much. He and so many other players have done so much for me that, you know, I can't ever express my gratitude or repay them in this lifetime or the next.
So the last thing I wanted to ask you, and then I will totally let you go. You mentioned Greg Jeffries. He's done a lot for you. And I don't want you to necessarily name, you know, one person and leave others out. But, you know, give us a couple guys that have been 100% on board, maybe either since 2014 or maybe they came in later and they've just, you know, promoted you to the moon and back. You know, who's really been on board with you as far as an athlete goes?
Oh, man. There's quite a number of guys. Scott Sanders, who pitched for the Padres and I believe the Mariners, you know, he's 100% on board. You know, he pretty much will only sign stuff to help my efforts. You know, I know he's talked to some other players on my behalf to say, hey, you know, here's a guy that's doing some good things, you know, reach out to him. So he's been really good. I'm just trying to rack my brain here. You really put me on the spot with this one.
Sorry, I figured I might. But.
You know, you mentioned Jim Abbott. You know, he's been great. And you know, growing up a University of Michigan fan, I remember watching him pitch in college and winning the Golden Spikes Award. And so to have him on board has been really cool.
Let me mention one. I was going to say, because you had talked to me about Terry Francona at the National.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, Terry Francona. I've gotten connected to Terry Francona through his son. His son served in the Marine Corps. He was a Marine Corps officer for a sniper unit, got deployed to Iraq, I believe. And he'll have to, if he's listening to this, if I screwed that up, if it's actually Afghanistan, I apologize. But So his son has really kind of, you know, in, for lack of a better term, you know, done his due diligence and investigated what I'm doing and what Military Missions in Action is doing, and has kind of has talked to his dad about supporting my efforts, and you know, his dad's behind it and has been really good. So obviously, when we were up at the National, with it being in Cleveland, his dad went ahead and purchased some player jerseys and some balls and some other items, had the players sign the jerseys. He signed a bunch of balls. Jan Gomes actually donated one of his game-used bats that he signed. And then Terry's son brought them to the National for me to sell, and I think I came back with like two baseballs. Otherwise, I sold everything else. So
yeah, because when I talked to you, you said they were going fast.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I want to say it was seven jerseys that they brought. You know, two Francisco Lindor jerseys, two Michael Brantley jerseys, Ramirez jersey, Andrew Miller jersey. So, and I think I sold all but the Andrew Miller jersey. So it's been, you know, it's been a pretty incredible experience. You know, a couple other guys that have gotten on board with it. John Gibbons, who's currently the manager for the Blue Jays. He's gotten on board with it. I've met him a couple times. He signed a lot of things for me. And, you know, the thing that I didn't know about him, until I was able to meet him and talk with him for a little while is that his dad served 30 years in the Air Force. So he's got that personal connection there. So he's really supportive of what I'm doing. Roger McDowell with the he's the pitching coach for the Baltimore Orioles right now. He's been signing stuff for me for a couple of years now, and he's been really supportive. I know I'm missing so many other guys, and if they're listening, I'm so sorry. You know, at this point, I've got almost 500 guys that are signing for me, so it's really, for me, it's really hard to kind of pinpoint a handful of guys that, oh, you know, these guys have done more for me than other guys, because they've all done so much for me that it's been incredible.
Right, and when you can say that you have, you know, roughly a roster of 500 people, you know, in just over or maybe just around 4 years, that's a pretty impressive list. And it's nice that, you know, some of these guys are vouching for you and getting, you know, other players involved. So it's amazing what you're doing. I love it. I have to say, I was going to get one of the Abbotts, the 90 tops, and somebody beat me to it. So I might have to look and see what else you have going on. But
yeah,
go ahead.
I may have an extra one for you. So we'll
see
what
talking.
We can do.
So, but like I said, we're going to see.
If not, I'll try to get one for you.
That sounds good, because actually, when you mentioned people were working on autograph sets, that's one that I'm doing is 90 tops, because that's my childhood set. So definitely we'll get that
cool
from you. Like I said, we're going to send you a Ridley jersey and a Barkley 8x10, a Saquon, not a Charles, but a Saquon Barkley 8x10. So look for those coming up from Signatures for Soldiers. I have all your social media stuff in the show notes, but I will go ahead and mention those. Once I let you go, I'll mention all your Twitter and Facebook and everything for you. But anything that I missed, if not, I will go ahead and let you go, because I know I'm over what I promised you.
No, that's fine. And you know, the only thing I want to say is I just really appreciate the support, you know, just having me on and helping me spread the word. You know, I tell
Absolutely.
A lot of people that just helping spread the word about what I'm doing helps tremendously. You know, just, hey, you know, check this guy out, see what he's doing, you know, support where you can, when you can. Because again, it's, you know, the total of 32,000 plus is, yeah, it's an impressive number, but again, you know, I haven't gotten that by selling 32 items that are $1,000 a piece.
Right. Right.
You know, I've literally gotten that with selling items that are $3 here, $5 there, you know, the occasional $100, $200 item, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, a lot of it, like I said before, I try to keep it pretty reasonable, pretty affordable, because, you know, I want to get the stuff into hands of collectors, let them enjoy it, and at the same time raise the money for Military Missions in Action. So it's, you know, it is those little things that add up, you know, to a huge thing for men and women that really need it, need our help and need our support after, you know, their time in the service is done.
All right, Tim. Well, I appreciate you being on here, and I will, like I said, we will be in touch so I can get those things to you, and then so I can get my Jim Abbott card from you. But so I appreciate you being on here for sure. I'm going to mention all your social media and your website for you here as soon as I let you go. But like I said, we will talk anytime you want to promote anything. If you're going to be at a show or anything's going on, just let me know, and we will be happy to work with you. But again, happy to have you on here, and I'm going to go ahead and let you go, Tim.
All right. I appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys in Chicago for the National, because I have been invited back, and I'm already making plans to be there. So we'll definitely see each other, at least in Chicago. So, and,
all right,
again,
man.
I really appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Not a problem. And we will be in Chicago for sure, and then maybe we can work something out in that time frame. We've got a year to figure it out. So good luck with everything, and I appreciate you being on the show.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. That was Tim Virgilio, founder of Signatures for Soldiers. Told him I would mention his social media and his website and everything for him. you want to get a hold of Tim, you can email him at signaturesforsoldiers@yahoo.com. The website, signaturesforsoldiers.com. Facebook is facebook.com/signaturesforsoldiers. And his Twitter is SIGS, S-I-G-S, the number 4, soldiers. So his Twitter is at SIGS, the number 4, soldiers. You know, Signatures for Soldiers is something that, like I said, I had learned about a couple of years ago. Never had a true appreciation for what he was doing, actually, until the conversation that we had at the National. You know, mentioned it to him, and I'll tell you guys again, hearing that 100% of a sale price goes to the charity is amazing. It's a lot of time and a lot of effort with what he's doing. And, the you know, just thinking of somebody going to the National, the travel, the time away from home, all out of his own pocket, and then to do all the work that he's doing. Granted, going to the National is fun, but when you're working at the National, it's different than browsing and shopping and, you know, taking pictures of everything else. You know, so he's putting a lot of work in, you know, going to Chicago next year for the National, or just the emails and maybe the phone calls to these athletes, boxing things up. You know, there was a picture that he posted, I want to say on Twitter, of a 3-row box of supplies, you know, and that's one thing he didn't mention that everybody can donate: sleeves, top loaders, one touches, all that stuff, because he's going to be shipping cards out in those. But, you know, the picture that he had was a 3-row box full of supplies. He was doing work from the National, putting things in sleeves and top loaders, getting things ready to be shipped out. So this guy is spending a lot of personal time and, you know, expenses out of his own pocket for a charity that he believes in, and 100% is going to the Signatures for Soldier, or excuse me, the Military Missions in Action from Signatures for Soldiers. So definitely something to consider. Check out the Twitter. Like I said, it's at SIGS4Soldiers. He posts a lot of things on there. That's where I saw the Jim Abbott, and, you know, there are pictures of every card that's signed. I want to say I saw a Daryl Strawberry authenticated, autographed 8x10. It may have been a different size, but it was an autographed photo yesterday. I want to say it may have been $40. You know, so the prices are very reasonable, definitely not outrageous. And I can attest to some of the cards I have seen that he has had signed. You know, he is selling them for $3, $5, $10. So there is a great price range in a lot of the items. And I mean, even if you're not going to purchase anything, retweet something that he's doing, or share something that he's doing, or posting on Facebook. Heck, even retweet this podcast so that somebody else can listen to what Tim is doing with Signatures for Soldiers. You know, maybe you're not sending money or buying or donating, but, you know, sharing what he's doing. And just like he said, anytime somebody wants to listen to him talk about what he's doing, that's a great thing, because more people are finding out about it. So the least you can do is share, retweet, or like something that he posts on Twitter or Facebook, or, you know, even this podcast, like I said, that we're talking about his mission. So at least participate on social media. That's the least that you can do. So looking at my list here, see if I want to go over anything else. Couple of little things real quick. We did have some pretty big releases. Just going to kind of go over a couple of things real quick. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Releases this week. Today actually is 2018-19 Panini Contenders Draft Picks Collegiate Basketball Hobby Boxes, one autograph per pack. Watched a box being opened last night on the GoGTS live stream show. Pretty cool stuff. And they actually pulled a one-of-one Kevin Durant. So pretty cool stuff in there. Six autographs per box. Always a hit with collectors. These are college uniforms, but these are the first autographs of the new draft class that are out on the market right now. So Panini Contenders, Draft Picks, Collegiate Basketball Hobby Boxes, right around the 120 mark. Six autographs a box. Also releasing this week, and I'm actually glad I looked at this because I wanted to talk about it. 2018 Topps WWE Undisputed Wrestling right around 200, 210 a box. Looks like you get 10 hits per box, 8 autographs, and 2 relics. Posted pictures earlier this week that Topps had sent out, you know, Triple H, Seth Rollins autographs. There's an Alexa Bliss autograph, Jeff Hardy, Nakamura, all those normal guys in the WWE products. But there were 2 cut autographs that they posted pictures of. They're both one of ones. One is a Curt Hennig. Some people may know him as Mr. Perfect cut autograph. It's a black background with like a teal Sharpie or pen autograph. Pretty cool card. If you haven't seen it, you should go check this out. It's on our Twitter feed. You can probably find it on the Topps feed. Pretty cool card. There's also an Eddie Guerrero. It's a one-on-one cut signature. Not as visually appealing, but it is a one-on-one cut autograph of Eddie Guerrero. Don't know that they've done one of those before. Haven't seen one. Eddie's looks like it's just a white paper. I want to say it's a pen autograph, not a Sharpie. But the Mr. Perfect, the Curt Hennig, that one was a pretty cool one. You should go check it out. Topps WWE Undisputed, 10 hits a box, right around 210 for a hobby box. And then Diamond Icons came out on Wednesday. This is the high-end product. 10 cards per pack, right around 1600 a box. These are high-end products for sure. Your average cost per hit, right around 160. 7 autographs, 2 autograph relics, and 1 relic per box. Every card is numbered to 25 or less. I've seen some cuts come out of there. I believe I saw a Roger Maris cut. That was a one of one. There's some others. I know we did a box break on Wednesday, and there was a cut. I think it was Joe Wood, number 204. I believe he was a former Red Sox player. And I saw Dave Winfield, Cal Ripken Jr., Altuve, Alex Bregman, Piazza, Noah Syndergaard. So the players are definitely spread out over years. It's not all vintage or all current. It's definitely a good mix. Lots of on-card autographs. Did see one redemption, so I don't know how prevalent the redemptions are, but I know to some people it's a little disappointing to get a redemption in a $1,600 box, but it is what it is. You know, sometimes it's out of Topps or Panini or whoever's hands, you know, so kind of we just have to take the punches as they come, I guess, as they say. So one last one we're going to talk about, 2018 Panini Chronicles Baseball. Depends. This has kind of been a fluctuating price because it's been pretty popular, right around 100 a box, 8 cards per pack, 6 packs per box, so 48 cards. Chronicles is interesting because while Chronicles is its own base set, it has other sets in it. So I didn't open any myself. Oh, by the way, it's 4 hits per box, 3 autographs, and 1 memorabilia. But it says that there are more than 15 rookie card designs. So basically, Panini took a bunch of products, put them into one, and gave you all these baseball players. So I know we did a case break of Chronicles, and I think we're going to have pictures maybe today, maybe over the weekend coming up, of all the Clint Frazier base rookie cards in the product. I think there were 16, number maybe one or two off, but I believe there were 16 altogether. But just to give you an idea, like I said, it is a Chronicles brand. There is a Chronicles base set, but all the other brands are kind of mixed in. So, for instance, we pulled all the Clint Frazier from this case to take some pictures. He had, excuse me, his Chronicles base card, Cornerstone Score, Select, Phoenix Prism, Crusade, Contenders Optic, Spectra Illusions, Status, Studio, Prestige, Rookies and Stars, Limited, and Classics. And I want to say that there were more than that because that seems like a couple were getting left out. Donruss was not mentioned. Donruss is one of them. Maybe regular Contenders. Maybe it's just Contenders Optic. But either way, you get the point. to me, it's a very cool concept. I love the variety. You know, I love the base sets. You know, studio base set is like 30 cards. The Rookies and Stars base set, if you want to call it that, is like 30 cards. So it's almost like a bunch of mini sets in one. And it is loaded with rookies, I will say. You know, Soto's in there. Otani's in there. Frazier's in there. Soto has autographs in these. I have seen a couple of them are stickers. I don't know if they all are. Anuhar is in there. Gleyber Torres is in there. So all the normal Albies, Acuna, everybody's in there. It's Chronicles, roughly $100 a box, four hits a box. I encourage you to at least go check out a box break. If you aren't going to buy a box and test it out yourself, I at least encourage you to go watch a box break, because if you haven't seen this concept of a trading card product before, you're either going to love it or hate it. It's very cut and dry, black and white, one or the other. It's not like it's okay, you know, maybe. It's like, I love that it's all mixed up, or I hate that it's all mixed up. Just give me one set. So go check it out. It's a quick break, six packs, eight cards per pack, but four hits. And the Spectra cards, you get two per box, but these Spectra relics are amazing. Some of the patches that I've seen in these Spectra cards, and there are different color variations and backgrounds and all of that. There's autographs and autograph patches. Check out these Spectra cards. They are something to see just for the patches alone. They are something to see. Some amazing cards. Go check out the Chronicles and definitely take a look at these Spectra cards that are two per box. Amazing cards for sure. Couple little quick things. Arizona Fall League rosters are out right now. MLB says that they have 18 of their top 100 prospects headed to the Arizona Fall League. Vlad Jr., of course, is on the list. We'll post our watch list next week. We're going to actually focus on three of the top 100 prospects that are headed to the Arizona Fall League this year, so stay tuned for that. I know one of the guys is Sixto Sanchez. He's going to be on the list. We try to, you know, keep it a little fresh every week. Every once in a while, we'll post somebody that's already been on there if they get promoted or something noteworthy happens. But Phillies right-hander Sixto Sanchez is going to be on our watch list next week, and it's Arizona Fall League themed. So stay tuned for that. That's actually going to come out on Monday. And this is the opening weekend for college football. So get ready for that. It is football season finally. College this week, NFL next week. Couple bigger games this week in college. Not honestly, to me, nothing like really stands out. The bigger game that I've seen, number 6 Washington against number 9 Auburn. That's Saturday at 3:30. I know West Virginia is number 17. They're playing Tennessee at a neutral site in Charlotte. Another game that has two ranked teams. Number 8 Miami is playing number 25 LSU on Sunday at 7:30. And then number 20 Virginia Tech will face off against number 19 Florida State on Monday. So those kind of the bigger games. Oklahoma is against LSU. Oklahoma is ranked number 7. Ohio State is at home against Oregon State. Ohio State is number 5. Those are the bigger games. And then NFL kicks off next week. The Thursday night kickoff game is the Falcons versus the Eagles. That is Thursday, September 6th at 8:20 p.m. And then you will have your regular schedule NFL games on Sunday. The big one in the area, of course, for us, Steelers. Steelers are away against the Browns. Kind of will get a chance to see what Baker Mayfield can do if he's starting in that first game. Packers and the Bears, nice division matchup right there. Rams against the Raiders, Cowboys and the Panthers, Bills and Ravens, 49ers, Vikings, some of the other matchups there. So football is upon us. College this week, NFL next week, and today is College Colors Day. So if you're wearing your college colors, post a picture on Twitter. Let us know what you're wearing, who you're supporting, who you're rooting for. I actually completely forgot today is College Colors Day, or I would have been wearing something Oregon Ducks. I am actually wearing some Washington National stuff today, so I'm still in season, but I just forgot my college colors today. So let us know who you're supporting. Post a picture. You know, maybe we'll give something away to somebody. We have a nice little map up on Twitter. It's a pretty cool map. I've seen it before, and I posted it today. It kind of shows each state's fan base and the areas of the fan base, so, or the most dominating fan base. So pretty cool map. Check it out on our Twitter feed. That is going to do it for me today. I'm 12 minutes past what I typically would do, and my throat is starting to hurt a little bit. So go ahead and mention our social stuff again. Twitter and Instagram is SCC Trading Cards. Facebook is Steel City Collectibles. Follow the blog, Steel City Scoop, and subscribe to the podcast, Steel City Scoop. Everywhere that you might listen to a podcast, it's on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, almost said Twitch. It's on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Downcast, Podbean, TuneIn. Listen to it on your Amazon Alexa device. And one more time, go ahead and support Signatures for Soldiers. Great cause. Love what they're doing. I'm going to get some stuff ready to send to Tim. Not sure what I'm going to send yet. And then I'm going to go purchase that 1990 Topps Jim Abbott card for my collection. You know, that's an amazing card for me, and I'm supporting a charity. I know it's coming from Jim Abbott. It's a win-win for everybody. So go support Signatures for Soldiers. The least you can do, retweet this podcast, share the podcast so that people can find out about that charity. That's going to do it for me today. Be back next week, next Friday, so after the Labor Day weekend. So if you guys pull anything good this weekend, tweet us, let us know what's going on. Let me see what you're buying. Let me see what you're picking up at a card show. I always like seeing some cool stuff. So tag SCC Trading Cards on Twitter. Let me know what you're doing this weekend, or just let me know what college team you're supporting. And then maybe we'll pick one of these pictures from College Colors Day, and, you know, maybe we'll send you a couple promo cards from the National. So stay tuned for that, and we will be back next week, guys. Have a great weekend.